The Torah Kedoshah gives a special emphasis to the Simcha of Sukkot. We say in Tefillah, we say in our prayers on Sukkot, Zman Simcha Seinu, it's a day of rejoicing. Now truth be told, of course, every mitzvah Yom Tov has the commandment, has the mitzvah of Simcha. Yet there is something about Sukkot that puts its emphasis on joy, and as we're going to argue today, based on the Torah of the Gra, the pinnacle of joy for a Jew is the holiday of Sukkot. The Torah refers to Sukkot in its description of taking the Arba Minim, Ulakachtem Lachem B'Yoyim Arishayim, Priyetz Hadar, etc., etc. Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivasem. You shall rejoice in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only is Sukkot the pinnacle of rejoicing, but it's also the pinnacle of the Jewish calendar. A lot of what we're going to say, Bezer Hashem, today is based on the Torah of the Gra. The Gra writes, that famous prayer that we have in the prayers of Yomim Tovim, Ato v'chartanu refers to the fact that God chose us when He took us out of Egypt. He decided to take us as a nation. Ahavta isanu, our relationship of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the holiday of Shavuos. V'ratzisa banu, and He wanted us. He reconciled with us. He desired us. That refers to Sukkot. So the culmination of the cycles of the holiday of the Shalosh Regalim is Sukkot. Why is Sukkot the pinnacle? In fact, Rabbosai, many of us are exhausted in a beautiful way from the Yom Tov of Yom HaKippurim. And when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there it is the ultimate holiday in terms of its sanctity. On Yom HaKippurim in Yeshiva, we spoke about the idea that it's a Shabbos, Shabbosam, the Sabbath of all Sabbaths, and what that means in terms of Kedusha and Tahara, Ulefnei Hashem Titaru. Yet, nevertheless, the pinnacle is Sukkot. Speaking of Lefnei Hashem Titaru, Lefnei Hashem, being in front of God, is described for two holidays, not just Yom HaKippurim. We mention that when it comes to Sukkot, we say, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, you shall rejoice in front of Hashem. What is the commonality between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot that leads us to describe both Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot as being the ultimate holiday of Lefnei Hashem, in front of God? Let's first begin with our Avodah of Yom Kippur and see the relationship between the two days, going into the history of what is the Lefnei Hashem of Yom HaKippurim and what is the Lefnei Hashem of Sukkot, and then really get our Avodas Hayom. Get what we're supposed to be internalizing for the Yom Tov of Sukkot to truly reach the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. On Yom HaKippurim, we spoke about in Yeshiva that the Torah Kedoshah describes the day of Yom HaKippurim as a day of Shabbos Shabbosam, and more significantly, in terms of the preciseness of it, the Rambam, when he tells us the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim to desist from the five inuyim, the five things that we don't do on Yom HaKippurim, eating and sleeping, etc. It was a Freudian slip, because my great-grandmother, who was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem, she stood all of Yom HaKippurim, 25 hours. Why? Because the Rambam describes that we're entirely supposed to be shoves, rest and be entirely removed from the world of Gashmi. Hence, a person could reach the Madrega of Tahara of purity, and the Maharal writes that that is a precondition for tshuva, as we discussed in yeshiva this past year. That's the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, tishbos, that a person needs to rest from all the five inuim. Hence, a person could be lefnei Hashem in front of God, as we've discussed in the past, like an angel. That's the avodah of Yom HaKippur, and that's the meaning of the words, lefnei Hashem titaru. Let's understand that when it comes to Sukkos, it is actually a direct result of the avodah of Yom HaKippurim itself. And I'm going to read from the nephew of the Agra, the Avodas HaGershuni, on his Perush on Shir HaShirim, to understand how that works. Va'amar doidi ha-goin, she-sheirish ha-tam shel mitzvah sukkah al-ma she-chozer ha-kodesh baruch hu v'nisratze lishkon b'soch b'nei Yisrael. V'lo limsar osam le-malach. The source of the holiday of Sukkos is that God is resting amongst us, and not through any intermediaries does He protect us. Kemo shamar b'tchila, hine anochi shaleach malach lefanecha. Originally, an angel was going to protect us. Rak shashchina tiyetamin b'saycham v'leishe b'tziloi, v'aschalas chazaris hashchina l'Yisrael, hoysa b'tesva b'tishrei. The Shekhinah is supposed to dwell amongst us. God Himself is supposed to dwell amongst us. And that takes place on the 15th of Tishrei. The Avodas HaGershuni is going to go on to explain something that is well known, that the Sukkah represents the Anane HaKavod, the clouds that protected us, which is representative of God's Shekhinah resting amongst Klal Yisrael. And that is directly connected to Yom HaKippurim. Ki by Yom HaKippurim yard meishim in ahar lahagil Yisrael shetziv Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasas hamishkan v'lishkan b'soch b'nei Yisrael ula la'olam v'lo yasameim la'olam. The atonement, we could add to the words of the nephew of the Gra, the atonement of Yom HaKippurim, of tahara, allows the Shekhinah to return to us. And once the Shekhinah returns to us, so then we have the Anani HaKavod of the Sukkah, and something else happened in the desert. Then, from that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu had HaKadosh Baruch Hu utter, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, that God will forgive us, then what happens was, U'biyom Machras Yom HaTzikut, Tzom HaKippurim, Tziva Lahavias Nidvos HaMishkan. We were commanded to bring the Nidavos of the Mishkan. And here the Avodas HaGershuni gives us a very clear chronology of the events. And this is important. Sometimes it's not so clear what happened in the days between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkos. And this will really help us understand the joy of Sukkos as well. Hare Yud Aleph, Ubesoch Yud Beis V'Yigimel Eviyu Nidavos. So Klal Yisrael began to grab the material things that they had used to make the golden calf, and they were now grabbing it to build an abode for Hashem in this world. Amongst them, Vishachanti Besocham, Ubesoch Yud Beis V'Yigimel Eviyu Nidavos, Tchsiv V'Hem Eviyu Alav Nidavos, Baboker Baboker, Ubiyom Yudalit Echrizu Shelo Yeviyim Ot. And on the 14th, so then Moshe Rabbeinu, as we have in the end of Shmos, said, we don't need any more. U'biyom tisva v'schilu livnos ha-mishkon v'chazra shechina li-Yisrael. Sukkos is directly connected to Yom HaKippurim because the process of Yom HaKippurim of atonement reaches its pinnacle when God's Shekhinah returns back to Klal Yisrael, writes the nephew of the Gra, based on the Torah of the Gra himself, in Shir HaShirim. And in many ways, we see this also from the language of the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis that describes the holiness of Yom HaKippurim. We spoke about this in a previous shir, that the Mishnah in Tainis on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis tells us biyoyim chasunasoi biyoyim simchas liboy is referring to Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Simchas Libo is that God returned the Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael in resting his abode. In that case, it was the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi describes over there. But there is a direct connection between the return of the Shekhinah and Sukkos. And therefore, it could very well be that there are two places in the Torah that the holiday is described being in front of God. There's Lifnei Hashem Titaru, to purify in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the process of tshuva, making ourselves new people. And according to the Maral, that means mamish starting from the beginning and creating a new neshama for ourselves. And that new neshama was given powers by HaKadosh Baruch Hu before creation of the world of Gashmi, as the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis describes. And then, after we've begun to rebuild ourselves from Yom HaKippurim, there's another Lifnei Hashem. And the two are dependent on each other. Without the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, then there's no way that the Shekhinah could return amongst us and within us. And without Sukkos, the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim is not complete. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You shall rejoice in front of HaKadosh Baruch. What is Simcha? What does it mean to rejoice? For that matter, the Gemara tells us that the reason why the Shemona Esrei concludes with the bracha of Hamivarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us with Shalom, with peace. It's not a coincidence that peace is what hinges all of humanity's success together. Without it, with all of the abundance in the world, without peace, our life is miserable. Between us and our fellow family members, between us and our fellow Jews, and in humanity at large. And the reason for that, says the Gemara, Ein kli machzik bracha elo shalom. The only thing that holds blessing inside is a utensil with shalom, with peace. You could have all the goodness that's being poured inside a utensil, but if there's a hole in the bottom, all the blessing's going to fall out. Shalom is the key. What is shleimus? What is completion for a human being? Writes the Maharal, the definition of shleimus on the pasuk of Kol Sason veKol Simcha. The Maharal writes that the definition of shleimus is the same definition of simcha. Joy is the expression of a human being that is holistic with every part of him. He's whole with himself. He's whole with where he is. I heard from the Piskei Tshuvas an amazing idea. He was giving Musar to some of the Baal Batim on Sukkos, and he said, how could you fall asleep during a shir? If you're not supposed to be in the shir because you're tired, then you should be sleeping. He went so far as to say, and there were a lot of Lubavitcher Hasidim there who nodded their heads strongly, he said, they never saw the Lubavitcher Rebbe yawn. Why? Because if he was up, he was supposed to be doing something. If he's supposed to be sleeping, he's sleeping. Rabosai writes the Maharal that joy is a person being shalom with his makom, his place, his man, in which a person has unified all parts of his experience, where everything works synergistically together. That, the Maharal says, is what the definition of simcha is. It's not about blasting music, even though I myself enjoy loud music. But it's not about blasting music and dancing on top of a van. That I don't enjoy. Says the Maharal, simcha is the unification of the holistic experience of the human being. Yom Kippur is an aberration. Yom Kippur is a time where holy men and women were mamish like angels in their lives, and even when they were killed, al kiddush Hashem. That's what we speak about of the Asari Aruge Malchus as well. But that experience is not what God wanted for the Torah. Hiskabtsu malachim zelazeh, the malachim joined together and they say, what is Moses doing up here in the heavens to receive the Torah? And God says, Moshe Rabbeinu is there for to bring the Torah down to the world, because that's my desire, to create a world, a material world, that combines the material with the spiritual, the neshama, the soul of a person, with his guf, with his body. That's Avodas Hashem. That's the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. That's Simcha. That's why Sukkot is referred to as Man Simcha Seinu. If that's why Sukkot is referred to as Man Simcha Seinu, we now begin to understand the relationship between the two Lifnei Hashems. Lifnei Hashem Titaru is that first stage of being in front of God. And then something amazing happens in the holiday of Sukkot. We eat and we sleep and we fulfill mitzvahs. We eat inside the Anani HaKavod, we sleep inside the Anani HaKavod, because we found a way to bring God down to this world. B'yom chasunaso, b'yom simchas libo, the goal of Yom HaKippurim is to create that purity in which now God can rest amongst Klal Yisrael. And here is the takeaway. The takeaway is that Avodas Hashem's pinnacle is not if a person's high is Yom HaKippurim. The goal of Yom HaKippurim is to create a phenomenon that Hashras HaShchinu can return to our day in and day out life. That our eating and sleeping should be fused with holiness. That our parnasa should be one in which the focus is that God is surrounding us. And we embody that, both in our Gashmi and in our Ruchni. And that's why when Sukkot ends, it's Hoshana Rabbah, it's a prayer for Parnasa. We've spoken about in the past that Hoshana Rabbah is Koire Ta'im El Ta'am, that it's the unification of the Mayim El Yonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim, that we want our Parnasa to be one that is heavenly. And that's what brings us into the winter, when the farmers begin to plant again, when we begin to build our lives again, Lifnei Hashem. And that's Simcha, that's joy. That's what the Gra taught us, Schusa Yoga in Aleinu. That's our avoda for the Sukkot. When you sit in the Sukkah, to ask yourself, am I having Simcha Lifnei Hashem? Not only going to a beautiful Simcha space, HaShoeva, but also having the sense that every single part of my life is Lifnei Hashem. Speaking of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's exactly why when it comes to Sukkot is the only time that there is a mitzvah to dance. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Mirtz Hashem, in the future, we'll talk about the dancing of Simchas Torah. But it's all about using Kol Atzmoisoi Taimarna, all of my bones, my ramach evarim and shesagidim, are crying out avodas Hashem, even when I eat and I sleep. Bezer Hashem, we should be zocha, that the joy of Sukkot, that the Shechina comes back to our homes, that our homes become informed by the Sukkah, that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we began to rebuild on Yom HaKippurim, be one that's lasting and a life of true joy. True joy is when every single part of our being is consistent with the goals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the aspirations of our neshama, our soul. May we have a Sukkot that's Lifnei Hashem and full of Simcha.